hear Jesus telling his disciples today to not babble like the pagans. So he's drawing the distinction of there's a difference between saying prayers and praying. So a lot of times I say prayers and I'm not praying. I find it somewhat ironic that he then goes on and gives us the prayer that we pray all the time, the prayer that I pray often, that I'm oftentimes saying prayers rather than praying. And, you know, just reflecting on that this morning, my mind went to just a paragraph in the Catechism. Actually, it's a whole section, but I just want to read the one paragraph. It's entitled The Battle of Prayer. So the Catechism has a section on it, on just entitled The Battle of Prayer. And it's a few pages long. I encourage us to read this entire section. It's just a few pages. So paragraph 2725 says, prayer is both a gift of grace and a determined response on our part. It always presupposes effort. And I think, so anything that's worth striving for to attain requires effort. And I think we have a tendency to think of prayer as something that's just easy, right? We like to think of our prayer time should be just like all just roses, and I just have this contemplative rest, and it's just me and Jesus. And that's oftentimes, or sometimes it's oftentimes, that's not the case. The church wants to stress the fact that that prayer presupposes effort. And as humans, we put effort in so many things, and we're really good as humans to put a lot of effort into things. Whether it's work, whether it's sports, we will put tons of effort into things. I'm just thinking this morning, I worked out with, you know, about 20 guys for 5 a.m. We met over in Oakhurst by the park from 5 to 6. We ran about 4 miles. We ran to the big hill there in Oakhurst and did burpees on the top and burpees on the bottom basically until we puked. Like, that's effort. The church is saying, as it's effort for work, as it's effort for sports, as it's effort for whatever, playing an instrument, learning an instrument. It's also effort to sit down and spend quiet time. It's effort to sit down and open up the Bible. The next sentence here, I love this line. The great figures of prayer of the Old Covenant before Christ, as well as the Mother of God, the saints, and he himself, Jesus, all teach us this: prayer is a battle. So you have this, the church just draws out this line of heavy hitters. The saints, the Mother of God, who was perfect, Jesus himself, who was divine, who all teach us that prayer is a battle. Goes on, against whom? Against ourselves. So let me just stop right there. The first battle it's against is ourselves. Our weak wills. Because of the fall, we have bent wills. And that's a battle against ourselves with just being lazy. A battle against ourselves with just being inattentive in prayer, battling our schedules that we have, other responsibilities that creep in, that all of a sudden, okay, God is not number one in my life here. I put other things in front of God. And then two, against, oh yeah, like if that's not enough, then you've got against the wills of the tempter who does all he can to turn man away from prayer, away from union with God. Satan hates when we pray because it says it's from union with God. It's what happens in prayer. It's we receive intimacy. We're in this spot of union with God, of what we're created for. Freedom takes place. I know who I am in prayer. I enter into reality when I'm in prayer. I experience healing when I'm in prayer. We pray as we live because we live as we pray. If we do not want to act habitually according to the Spirit of Christ, neither can we pray habitually in his name. The spiritual battle of the Christian's new life is inseparable from the battle of prayer. I think if more people knew the way the church talked about prayer, that it's a battle, that it requires and presupposes effort, there'd be a lot less of us sometimes walking around, beating ourselves up, disappointed in ourselves, that, man, I just can't figure this prayer thing out. There must just be something wrong with me. Or I have a week or 2 weeks that I don't hear anything from God. Or maybe I've slept and I don't pray. I think if we knew more of the way the church talked about prayer, we wouldn't beat ourselves up as much. Daily prayer takes commitment and effort. So let me just encourage us to pray, to read this paragraphs 27, 25 to 27, 45. Okay, and that was just the opening paragraph on the section in the catechism on the battle of prayer.